tragic death of the many young people down in Florida, and it's a heartrending thing to think about when you consider the young lives and how quickly, you know, these young people left this world after not many years in it. And it reminds us really of the importance to consider the brevity of life and the uncertainty of life, because we none of us have any reason to believe that, you know, we're going to have many more years. There's no way to know that. There's no way to know that. No matter if you're young or if you're old, it doesn't really matter. But what the Bible does teach us over and over again is the need for always being ready, always being prepared because of the uncertainty of our lives. And so in James chapter 4, James speaks about this matter in a particular expression of concern for a mindset that he's trying to teach by the Holy Spirit that we need to avoid having, or to have rather, a mindset of considering God's will in the plans that we make in our lives. I wonder how many of those young people that died had plans for their future about, you know, what they were going to do in terms of maybe an occupation, what they were going to do in terms of maybe a family that they wanted. Lots of things like that, and those are good things to plan, but of course, above all of that, we as God's people know that we have to plan for our spiritual future, that we have to be ready at any time to pass on from this life into eternity, because you're either carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham, or you lift up your eyes in torment. Those are the only two options. Therefore, there's a need for preparation of all good things, but most especially the greatest of things, which is, am I ready to leave this life? I might be already a baptized person, believer in Jesus Christ. The question is, am I faithful in my living as a child of God? Because all of us need to make adequate preparation on a daily basis for fulfilling our Father's will. What is it said about Jesus? That he fulfilled his Father's will, that he did his Father's business. Because Jesus knew from even a very young age what his purpose was. Bringing up our children in the nurture and admonition involves that fundamental idea that we are a separate people from the world, and our life is about service to God and being holy, and that includes the definite idea of being separate from the world. We can't escape this world. We go to school with worldly people. We work with worldly people. We are related to worldly people. But we cannot be worldly people. We have to be a holy people. And therefore, he says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. We need to consider God's will, because the brevity of life is such that it is just a short time before it's gone. Even if you live a full life, you look back and it always seems short, doesn't it? It seems like just a short while ago that such and such happened. And the reality is our lives are truly short, but every day is all we've got. One day at a time is all we have. And even that is not fully accurate, is it? You know, we have the morning. We may not have the afternoon or the evening. But as we live our lives with a spiritual focus, it helps us to think about living life in view of its brevity and uncertainty. In other words, we try to fill each day with spiritual things. We might get up in the morning and begin our day with prayer, open the scriptures, and before we do anything else, we're thinking about God's word already. We might think about someone that we know and we're going to contact that day. We're going to see them at work. We might see them at school, and how we were trying to influence them for good for the Lord. We might think about someone who we know is going through a difficult time, and think about a card we're going to send to them or a call we're going to make to them because of struggles that they're having. But the spiritual is to be the focus of our lives, and therefore every day must include it. And a day without the spiritual is a day that for that day didn't include the Father's will. Think about it. If we are to be a people zealous unto good works and a people who are passionate for the Lord, and every day amounts to time and opportunity for doing His will, shouldn't every single day include those types of things? And the psalmist tells us in the very first psalm that the righteous man is one who dwells upon the word, meditates on it day and night. This is just our life, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful life to live the Christian life. But sometimes we can get distracted and forget about what our life is really all about and the focus that it should have. And so it's good to be reminded of the brevity of life and the need to prepare and always be in a state of readiness, because the Lord is going to come. And when that is, none of us have any idea. Are you ready this very evening to meet the Lord? Have your sins been washed away? Have you been added by God to the church? That's what happened to believers, as we read in Acts chapter 2. The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. And those were the people who responded, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" These are souls that are asking, "How should I be living my life? There is a God. What does He want me to do? What does His word say?" And you search and you find. And we know faith in Jesus Christ is where it begins, that He is the Son of God, turning from a life of sin to a life of devotion to God. "I'm dead to sin" must be our mindset. "I'm alive to Christ." And then an acknowledgement, the confession that is made, like the eunuch did, of belief in Christ as the Son of God, and then baptism. The conversion accounts include that same act. People were baptized into Christ. They put on Christ. They became members of the family of God, citizens of an eternal kingdom, heirs of the promises that await the faithful. And that can be you tonight if you're not yet a Christian. We can help you. Be glad to study with you further if you need that. Or maybe it's the case that you have for years been a child of God, but there may be things amiss in your life, or there may be struggles that you're having. Your Christian family loves you dearly and would be happy to pray for you, help you through whatever your struggles may be. We're here for you now. If you need to come, won't you do that as we stand and sing?